Thank you, Amos Gareth. Hello, friends. This is Spider Robinson welcoming you to Spider on the Web number 72, a fresh cast of Codpiece brought to you, as always, under a Creative Commons license. No derivatives, non-commercial. Raise up your feet and pray there's a chair behind you. This is going to be one of the musical podcasts, which I alternate with the wordy literary ones, and I have some terrific stuff for you this time, sounds I've found that I hope will astound and resound for you. But first, I have a few non-fictional words to lay on you. As briefly as possible for those of you who are just joining the party, last February, my best friend, wife, 35-year life partner, and co-author, Jeannie, underwent 9.5 hours of surgery in an attempt to beat biliary cancer, and Dr. Andre Buszkowski did a superb job. But her latest blood tests for cancer markers have not been good, and she is about to begin a 3-month course of rugged chemo. I'll let Jeannie herself tell you the rest. She recently finally broke her own silence and has posted a blog to let interested parties know about what's happening with her and how she's dealing with it. You can find it right now at http://stardancemovie.blogspot.com. That's stardancemovie.blogspot.com. Near the end of that post, she lists several ways you can help her if you've a mind to. In particular, I call your attention to the eBay auction of science fiction-related items currently being run by our friend Jan Schroeder on Jeannie's behalf. Jan's been auctioning a lot of terrific stuff, and especially some Babylon 5 material, including scripts autographed by J. Mike Straczynski himself, and at the moment there's a famous photo of the entire cast giving the finger to the photographer at the very end of a very long TV guide shoot, autographed by 6 of those different cast members, including Immortals Peter Jurassic and Walter Kane. You'll find a URL for Jan's auction both at Jeannie's blog and on my website homepage. I will do my best to keep these podcasts coming during Jeannie's chemotherapy and to keep working on writing the sequel to Variable Star, Orphan Stars. If occasionally you get 2 or 3 all-music podcasts in a row, I hope you'll understand and cut me some slack. That'll be good music, at least. Before I finally bring on the music, though, a quick apology is required because I have twice now given you false information on the North Atlantic Books quality hardcover series, The Complete Stories of Theodore Sturgeon. One of the first things a visitor to my home sees is the huge slab of hardcovers with gorgeous matching spines that comprise that magnificent collection, prominently placed both to honor Ted and so that I can access them easily and often. And in previous podcasts, I misinformed you that Slow Sculpture, the latest volume, which has just been released, is the final installment of that magnificent collection. Forgive me, editor Noel Sturgeon, for making a complete pudding of the whole thing twice. In fact, Slow Sculpture is only volume 12 of 10. Well, of what original editor Paul Williams originally envisioned as a 10-volume series. But he's so far underestimated the material available that a 13th volume is going to be published. It will be called Why Dolphins Don't Bite, and it should appear from North Atlantic, Good Lord Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise, in October 2010, and it will be the last installment in one of the finest concentrations of imagination and literary talent produced in the 20th century. Enough talk, now for some music which should catch your attention. It has been once or twice suggested to me that I have the musical taste of a 60-year-old fogey, and have had since I was 16. Here to help dispel that canard is one of my numerous favorite nephews, Ian Leger of New Bedford, Massachusetts, torturing a helpless drum kit with his band Half-Hearted Hero. Check these cats out. The first track is called Meet Her, I Just Met Her, which I guess makes it punk rock music. And after that will follow one with the evocative title In My Head and Out of My Hands. Half-Hearted Hero, go Ian.
Yeah. coast rock in this ocean of a holiday. I've not had one drop of fun yet. I call you up, it's not that late, but there's still no answer. It's been a couple of days. It wouldn't be so difficult if we weren't so far away. The distance is bad enough, so we should keep in touch. You can go out with your friends. I'll probably call back again. You say it's only 'cause I'm far away. It's only 'cause I'm far away. But I know.
Stay. Don't give me another day, and I know the way inside.
I Eat. Those tracks are from Half-Hearted Heroes' debut CD, Defining Refining. Ian, by the way, just this week entered Berklee College of Music in Boston, as distinct from Boston College of Music in Berklee, which does not exist. And not, by the way, as a drummer, that's just something he does for fun, but as a cellist, his main axe. He has already blown cello with the Youth Symphony Orchestra in Providence, Rhode Island, and one day I hope to podcast you some of his string work. Meanwhile, the simplest way to follow the fortunes of Half-Hearted Hero is to head for myspace.com/halfheartedheroband, all one word. Ian's parents are obviously quite proud of him, and here they both are now, Dory and Don Leger with a Sippy Wallace classic, Women Be Wise.
Mouth shut, don't advertise your mate. Now, don't go sitting around having no conversations about what your man can really do. Cause some woman nowadays, honey, they ain't no good. You know, they'll laugh in your face and try to steal your man from you. See, woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man. You know, your best girlfriend, she might be a highbrow, changes her clothes 3 times a day. But what do you think she's doing now while you're so far away? You know, she's loving your man in your own damn bed. You better call the doctor, mama, try to investigate your kids. Woman, be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your mate.
One of my four favorite sisters-in-law still gigs with her husband Don in New Bedford's Blues Train Band from time to time, but she's just formed a new musical partnership I'm excited about, a trio called McCarthy, Richards, and Leger. Butch McCarthy is an excellent singer, songwriter, guitarist. I had the pleasure of hearing him and his longtime accomplice and known criminal associate Chris Richards jam with Dory last month in an extremely agreeable watering hole in downtown New Bedford called the Poor Farm, P-O-U-R, and I can't wait to hear the music they're going to be making together. As soon as I hear some, you'll hear it here. But you don't have to wait if you're near New Bedford. MR&L will be at the Poor Farm on the 16th and 30th of this month, and then on October 9th and 23rd, they'll be at the Skipper in Fairhaven. Tell them I said hello. Here now for another of my favorite sisters-in-law, Lori O'Neill, is a song she always requests whenever we all get together with a guitar or two. It's being sung here by its composer, the great Carole King, in Boston back in 76 when she was touring the Tapestry album with players like Lee Sklar, Waddy Wachtel, and Russ Kunkel. Dig her eternal question. Carole King, ladies and gentlemen. Alrighty, having accidentally stumbled onto the theme of female vocalists, I guess I'll push it a while longer. Here is the astonishing Esperanza Spalding singing and playing stand-up bass with her own band last June in Ottawa. Check her out. She's all of 24 years old, and she has the hairs to open her set with a song associated with the inimitable Betty Carter, Jazz Ain't Nothing But Soul, and the chops to pull it off.
Thank you. Now please don't blame me for the rain. I swear I didn't know it was coming. Anyway, this is a jazz festival, right? So it's a jazz festival. Well, we're gonna do some jazz, but I just wanna explain exactly how we're gonna do that for you. Scooby-dooby-dooby, scooby-dooby-doop, dooby-doop, jazz, 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 go. Who also needs to add a little bit of soul, yeah. Cause without a little bit of la 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 la. It doesn't really go very far. The voice of my people. I'll tell you more. Jazz, making do with hands and wrists, standing up is time to get hit. Jazz ain't nothing but soul. Jazzy. Leaving all our flippers and dimes, telling folks about what's on your mind. Yes, and nothing but soul. Don't jump the saxophones, rhythm making love. People wearing fancy clothes, it's the voice of my people. For me, jazz is all the truth to be found. Never mind who's putting it down. Jazz. Thank you. of my people. It's the voice of my people. For me, just is all the truth to be found. Never mind who's putting it down.
You can learn more about the remarkable Miss Spaulding by visiting www.esperanzaspaulding.com. Now I'm going to reach into the past for a torch song by Genya Ravan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Backed here by Ten Wheel Drive. I've looked hard for several years now, and as far as I know, there are no copies of this album still for sale anywhere on earth except secondhand. If I'm mistaken, and someone somewhere is still earning money from it, please let me know, and I'll tell everybody where and retroactively delete this track from the podcast. But it's just been too long since this song was heard on planet Earth, and here's Genya Raven, or possibly Genya Ravan, with Candyman Blues. Thank you.
soul. Wanting you, daddy, well, I'm so lonely, yeah. See how I'm paying, sweet candy man.
Kenya, wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying life. Now for a couple tracks by yet another terrific female vocalist, this one, like Esperanza Spalding, contemporary. And she, too, is an instrumentalist. She plays guitar. Here is the splendid and tasteful Madeline Peru.
Honey, please don't cry. Listen to me. There's no reason why shouldn't agree. If I hurt your feelings, I apologize. But you're the only one that I don't like.
Her website is madelineperu.com. That's MadelinePeyroux. Here she is now with a song by another Canadian, Leonard Cohen.
Your naked hand.
And now for a female who is not a vocalist. Listeners to this podcast are probably already aware that I esteem Carla Bley as a composer as highly as I do Duke Ellington. She is also in that range when it comes to arranging big and very big bands. But here's some more intimate Carla from a BBC TV show shot at Birdland, with just Andy Shepherd on sax, Steve Swallow on electric bass, and Carla herself on the keyboards, with a bit of conversation from all of them between tracks. Carla's website, by the way, is the home base of her own record company, which is comprised of two labels called Watt and Extra Watt, spelled X-T-R-A-W-A-T-T. The website is www.wattxtrawatt.com, wattextrawatt.com. Here's Carla Bley with Andy Shepherd and Steve Swallow. Thank you.
Andy Shepherd is the guy that stands in front of my 20-piece big band and, you know, brings the crowd to its feet and stuff like that. I had no idea that what we would do here tonight would be so, like a dance. I think Andy sensed that Steve and I had been playing duets for 4 years and thought the clever thing to do would be to come over to us. I didn't expect that.
The duet of Carla and Steve is a very intimate and a wonderful world, and it's always a little frightening to, it's like treading on thin ice when you enter that kind of world. And really with Carla, I've only really worked in a big band context, and so to work in an intimate setting as a trio is really getting very close to the source. Obviously Carla is a composer, and this is very evident in her approach to piano playing. Every note has its place. And Steve has this wonderful sound and approach to playing, beautiful sense of time and harmony. To be able to speak her own language within somebody else's language is a difficult thing. But of course, with Steve and Carla, there's many different things to react to.
Thank you.
Now here's a complete change of pace and a special treat for fans of the legendary group, the Dixie Dregs. This is from the earliest known live recording of the Dregs in Miami on September 13, 1975, performing what would become one of their signature tunes, Country House Shuffle. Amos Garrett got us into this. It's up to him to get us out of it. Here he is with a cut from his latest CD, Get Way Back, a tribute to his favorite songwriter, Percy Mayfield, who was also a favorite of Ray Charles, by the way, among others. As always with Amos, the track features a stunning guitar solo. Here's Ha Ha in the Daytime, Boo Hoo All Night Long.
All the stories that I told you, all about me, were so true. About the way I've had to suffer ever since my baby's been gone. My baby's gone. That's why I hide in the daytime, but I move all night long. To be lonely, but all my friends put me down. Now they say my case is hopeless, but my heart's not made of stone. Why in the daytime, but I move all night long. There's only one love in the world for me. Some people can't have three or four. If my love just comes back to me, I never need no more, no more. So I'm still searching for my baby, but all my searching seems in vain. But I just can't break the habit. My mind keeps driving me along, on and on. So I still holler in the daytime, and I boo all night long.
On and on.
why still high in the daytime? Boo all night long. It's high in the daytime, boo all night long.
Amos Garrett's home page is non-intuitive and a bit tricky, so I'll spell it out. It's http://www.melmusic.com/Amos_Garrett. That's GARRETT. Taking it from the top, www.melmusic.com/Amos_Garrett. Now I'm going to let Amos take us out of here with something just a little bit more upbeat than ha-ha in the daytime, boo-hoo all night long. This is perhaps his most famous instrumental, his version of Santo and Johnny's Sleepwalk. If, by the way, you go to www.learnrootsmusic.com, you can buy a DVD where, unbelievable as it seems, Amos will break down this entire instrumental for you lick by lick and show you how to play it real slow. Check it out. Thank you all for listening, and especially for your kindness and your generosity in this troubled time. As I say, I'll try and keep these podcasts coming as long as I can. I'll see you all next time. Here's Amos Garrett from the CD I Make My Home in My Shoes with Sleepwalk. Breaking news at press time. We've just learned that there have been some interesting additions to Jan Schroeder's eBay auction on Jeannie's behalf. It now is going to feature autographed works by such authors as Vonda McIntyre and Don DeBrandt, a.k.a. Don Cortez, both of them great personal favorites of mine. You might want to jump in on that. But, as usual, all others have been outdone by Harlan Ellison. I'm startled and deeply moved to announce that he has just placed up for auction the following item: Dinner at Home with the Ellisons. That's right, whoever places the winning bid will be invited to dine with Susan and Harlan Ellison at their fabled Castle Ellison Wonderland in Sherman Oaks. Harlan's only provisos are the bidding starts at $1,000, and the winner is responsible for his or her own transport to and from L.A. I pronounce myself mindfucked at this news, and am deeply grateful to Harlan and Susan. To repeat and nail this down, you can connect with this auction by going to http://stardancemovie.blogspot.com and clicking on the blue word eBay in the fourth paragraph from the end of Jeannie's latest blog. That's a hot link. Another hot link to that same auction should also be found on the homepage of my own site, but Colin's having some temporary trouble getting the site to update just now, so I'm going to take the ridiculous option here of spelling out to you the eBay URL for Jan Schroeder's Dream for Jeannie Auctions. Suspenders and belt, okay? That URL is, and please bear with me here, http://shop.ebay.com/ Dream for Jeannie Auctions, that's J-E-A-N-N-E, Dream for Jeannie Auctions, all one word, / M period, HTML question mark, underscore, DMD equals 1, ampersand, underscore, IPG equals 50, ampersand, underscore, SOP equals 12, ampersand, underscore, RDC equals 1. Probably a lot easier to go to stardancemovie.blogspot.com. My deepest personal thanks go to Vonda, to Don, to Harlan and Susan, to Jay Michael, and of course to Jan Schroeder for putting the auction together, as well as to all those dear friends and neighbors organizing and producing Jeannie's benefit concert out here on Bowen Island, and to all you others who have offered help or support of one kind or another in innumerable ways in recent days. It really matters. Shared pain is lessened. Shared joy is increased. Thank you all.